straight ahead on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. Andre Johnson is back on the field as Texans training camp continues.
You never want to be sitting on the sideline, you know, watching your teammates play. You know, you want to be out there working just like they're working.
We catch up with quarterback T.J. Yates.
We had a good season last year, but now we have to prove that we're a good team. You know, they're going to test us with the schedule that we have, and you know, we're going to have to go out there every single week and prove it.
Plus, Matt Schaub donates $200,000 to the West Campus of Texas Children's Hospital.
I think when you go around the hospital and you see the kids' faces and you visit with them, as Laurie and I do on many occasions, and you see the smiles on their faces, the positive outlook, they're, you know, they uplift our spirits, I think, more than, you know, we do for them. And it's encouraging.
All that and more coming up next on Texans Huddle.
Come on,
right here, baby.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Bart Ennis.
Hi, everybody, and welcome into the Methodist Training Center, the home of the Houston Texans. Training camp going on out here. We got a great show for you today, covering all of it. Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans, is going to join us, as will running back Justin Forsett and cornerback Bryce McCain. We've also got the story of how quarterback Matt Schaub made a playroom possible over at Texas Children's Hospital. But first, let's find out what's going on the field in week 2 of training camp as we toss it over to Patty Smith.
All right, thank you so much, Bart. The Texans got a much-needed day off on Sunday after their first week of training camp. A lot of injuries out here early. Fortunately, none of them too serious. The most notable was a dislocated elbow to J.J. Watt.
Oh, I mean, watching practice sucks. I hate it. I want to be out there with my teammates, my brothers. We're going to treat this to the fullest extent, obviously. It's the preseason, so I'd much rather have it happen now than in the season. So just going to make sure I'm 100% by the time I get back.
J.J. Watt's injury means more time for Tim Jamison with the first team. Jamison has played in 28 games in his 4-year NFL career with the Texans.
I told you that I can play in this league, so that's what I do. That's why I take my approach to this game every day in practice, you know, so. It don't make no difference to me.
The Texans got some good news when they returned to practice on Monday. Back on the field were Andre Johnson, who missed time with a groin injury, Dwayne Brown, who was out with an ankle, and Kareem Jackson with a hamstring.
Very excited. You know, you never want to be sitting on the sideline, you know, watching your teammates play. You know, you want to be out there working just like they're working. So, you know, I'm glad I'm able to be back out here and, you know, all right, keep working.
Feel 100%. You know, taking a couple of days off, you know, it can get your wind set back a little bit. But, you know, it's good to get out here during one of the hottest days of the summer and grind through it. And I feel 100%.
One of the battles to look out for during Saturday's preseason opener against the Panthers is at fullback. James Casey will see time, as will 12-year veteran Moran Norris and second-year man Darrell Smith.
You know, James will do a lot of things with. Moran and Darrell are two different guys. One's young, very talented, very athletic, doesn't quite know everything he's doing right now because he's a defensive player. One's a little older, he's a banger, and knows everything he's doing. So we'll see how it sorts itself out, you know, because chances are we're keeping one fullback, and we'll see. You know, Darrell's got a little ways to go as far as knowledge of offensive football.
And we are joined once again by the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, who will be with us each and every week this season. Thanks once again for being with us.
Bart, here we go. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Got a cool front. It's like 92.
Oh, my gosh. Man, it's an autumn chill.
All right, let's start by talking injuries and where some of those stand. To start with J.J. Watt.
He's looking better and better. Dislocated an elbow last week, but Gary Kubiak said he was doing push-ups early in the week. That's a great sign. And he's doing curls with some sort of electrical stimulating device. J.J. Watt is going to be just fine. You know, the guy works so hard, they're going to need a leash to keep him off the field.
That's a critical injury for him because of all the pushing, pulling, shedding blockers. That's a tough injury for a defensive line.
And another one to watch, Randy Bullock with a groin problem. You'd love to see him kick in the preseason opener. We'll see how that progresses. But it's great to see Andre Johnson back, Kareem Jackson back, Dwayne Brown back. There's no injury that's keeping anybody out of week 1 against the Dolphins, and that's a really good sign, Bart. Knock wood.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. Let's talk about the competition at the wide receiver spot because it's picking up, and both the rookies looking pretty good.
I got to say, Keyshawn Martin, I loved him in OTAs, and he's doing even better in training camp, and I think he's going to see a whole lot of action. I think, Bart, between Keyshawn Martin, Lestar Jean, and Devere Posey, at least one of those guys has to turn into a real good NFL receiver. Posey had a bunch of really nice catches late last week, over the weekend, and in the early part of the week. But Martin looks a little bit more polished, I think, because Posey has to knock a lot of rust off his game after being suspended last year at Ohio State. And Lestar Jean, you know, when the lights go on, he could be special. He was last year at a preseason game.
Quarterback position, particularly the second and third quarterback spots, because there's a real competition going on at that third spot. A lot of the U of H folks want to know, is Case Keenum have a chance to make this team?
You know, it's funny. John Beck has played in this league, obviously. He's the third guy. T.J. Yates has a stranglehold on number two right now, so I think that's over. As far as Beck versus Case Keenum, it's interesting because I think if Case plays and practices well enough, you could see them making him the third guy, because I don't see them keeping four even if Case is on the practice squad, because there won't be enough reps to go around for all four guys. And Beck is a good guy. He's got a real strong arm, but you know, Keenum's young, less expensive, and he's a local legend, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. All right, Carolina coming up in the first preseason game. What can we look for?
Well, I want to see the starters out there, but don't we all want to see some of these young wide receivers, see a corner, a young corner like Brandon Harris in his second year, who's really making a lot of strides year two. I want to see some of these young guys do their thing. I just want to see Matt Schaub fling it around a little bit, opening drive, and then you can sit him down. I think Yates, even though he looked good last year as the third stringer and leading the Texans into the playoffs, Yates needs to play. I think they want to see some game action out of him. Should be interesting.
As well as guys like Justin Forsett, guys like that that they want to see more of, right?
He's looked really good. He's a veteran from Seattle, real easy guy to root for. They want to see him. And some of these young defensive players as well. You know what the Bulls on Parade can do. Don't get anybody hurt. That's goal number one.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, Matt Schaub helps out a local children's hospital. And later, Patty Smith catches up with T.J. Yates.
It's a little different. You're not a rookie anymore. You know, you get to spend a whole year with the guys, you create better relationships, you know, better bonds with the guys, and then when the younger guys come in, you really are kind of the ones teaching them.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. Log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' August Whataburger Community Player of the Month. Up for the honor are left guard Wade Smith, who was nominated by Chris Myers, linebacker Darrell Sharpton, who was nominated by Brian Cushing, and nose tackle Sean Cody, who was nominated by Antonio Smith. The winner and the person who nominated him will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month. So get online and vote. And quarterback Matt Schaub has also been very busy here in the Houston community. He and his wife Lori, through their Great Hope Foundation, have donated $200,000 to the West Campus of the Texas Children's Hospital. And our cameras were there to take it all in.
It was only a year and a half ago when Lori and I launched Great Hope. And never in a million years did we think in back-to-back years we'd be where we are today.
And in just 2 years, Matt and Lori Schaub's Great Hope Foundation has raised over $300,000 for the West Campus of Texas Children's Hospital. The money helps fund the hospital's Child Life Development Department.
A Child Life Specialist is a professional trained in child development that helps to ease the stress that children experience in the hospital. We do that through teaching them about procedures they may encounter in the hospital and then teaching them ways to cope with the stress of those procedures, as well as incorporating play into their hospitalizations.
It goes out to the everyday helping of the kids. You know, anything to help enrich their experience here at the hospital, their day-to-day care, things to take their mind off of their treatments and, you know, the doctors and all their medications or tests that are being done.
We've been touched directly by Children's Hospital. We have three of our own that have been aided by these wonderful physicians or in the ER, so our heartstrings were pulled in this direction.
The Schaubs have many people to thank for their generous donations. The money is raised through sponsorships, private donations, and their annual golf classic and gala.
When you go around the hospital and you see the kids' faces and you visit with them, as Lori and I do on many occasions, and you see the smiles on their faces, the positive outlook, they uplift our spirits, I think, more than, you know, we do for them. And it's encouraging. And when you know that you can give back and help them. And I think through this experience, we can say that the people in the Houston community, that's who we really thank for this, because they, you know, showing up, being present, and donating their hard-earned money and their funds and their giving their time, I mean, to know that it's going to a special cause is great.
Last year's donation of $108,000 went directly to building this playroom that the Schaubs often visit.
So last year, that room was basically, when we came by, was an empty room. And you can see now it's got a lot of activity going on and things like that. This is
as we go forward, it'll be more and more so. Child life therapy is really a therapy. It's a healing therapy. It's a getting the child focused on day-to-day activities rather than their illness, rather than their IV, rather than the surgery they're going to have tomorrow. And so having that kind of environment where a child can go and forget about what's going on and focus on something fun for a little while is really nice.
This year, the donation was $200,000 and will be put to good use once again.
The sky's the limit. We're really excited to dream and find other unique projects that help us lead the way and really engage children in new interactive play techniques that maybe other hospitals don't have.
It definitely puts things into perspective when you're going through some injuries or ailments yourself and things. And then you go and visit and you see the children and what they have to go through. And some of their situations are much more dire than what I have to go through, or even some of my teammates.
They're amazing.
And their positive outlook and everything, it definitely makes you thankful for what you have and what you're able to do. And it also encourages you to work that much harder to get back.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, some big-name Texans are in the final years of their contracts. You'll hear what they're saying.
I have no problem going into this year, you know, without a suspension or anything like that. And I don't think there will be any negotiations during the season. I'll obviously be focused on the season.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. By trading away linebacker D'Amico Ryans in the offseason, the Texans cleared some cap room, and they're going to need that room because they've got three big-name players playing in the final years of their contracts. Quarterback Matt Schaub, left tackle Duane Brown, and linebacker Connor Barber.
I have no problem going into this year, you know, without an extension or anything like that. And I don't think there will be any negotiation during the season. I'll obviously be focused on the season. They'll be focused on what they do and getting players when players get hurt and that kind of thing. So it's something, you know, that will work itself out with Rick and my agent. And then after the year, if it doesn't, then we'll work it out then.
Yeah, I don't think about it. You know, the only thing I control is capitalizing off of the, you know, the best season I've had as a pro and trying to do better. You know, I'm just trying to go out and improve, you know, every game and put together what I think will be the best season of my career. Everything else is just falling through.
Two people who did not have to wait until the final year of their deals to get extensions were head coach Gary Kubiak and general manager Rick Smith. They both signed new deals back in June. Time now to bring in Patty Smith once again. She's standing by with backup quarterback T.J. Yates.
All right, thanks so much, Bart. T.J., here you are, second training camp for you. What's different this year about coming in last year?
You know, everything's slowed down a lot. This time last year, my head was spinning. You know, we didn't have an off season. You know, we come in a week before training camp and get our playbook. So us rookies last year, we hit the ground running and we had to learn fast. So this year coming in, I'm so much more comfortable. We had an off season under our belt, get a chance to get comfortable with the offense and getting playing in-game experience. I mean, it's invaluable and you can't get any better experience than that.
How has now, like, your relationship with Matt and even now the other guys that are now behind you, how is that different from last year?
You know, it's a little different. You're not a rookie anymore. You know, you get to spend a whole year with the guys. You create better relationships, you know, better bonds with the guys. And then when the younger guys come in, you really are kind of the ones teaching them. They're always asking you questions, and they know you were a rookie last year, and they're always asking you for advice and, you know, how you handled things. So it's a lot different role, but, you know, it's better.
Expectations, you know, so high on this team this year, and they were last year going in as well. But because of what you guys did last year, what you proved, almost just hands down, no-brainer picked to win this division. What does that do for you guys? Is it a confidence thing? Is it an expectation thing? Just what's your thoughts going into the season with that in mind?
You know, we had a good season last year, but now we have to prove that we're a good team. You know, they're going to test us with the schedule that we have, and, you know, we're going to have to go out there every single week and prove it, you know, that we can compete, you know, at the highest level in this league. And, you know, I think we're off to a good start doing that at training camp. We're getting better every single day. You know, the hype is something that we're going to have to deal with, opposed to kind of being the underdog last year. So it's really going to test us as a team, you know, mentally and physically. And, you know, I think we're ready for the challenge.
Offensive weapons, some new guys specifically. Anybody standing out or jumping out at you?
Yeah. DeVere and Kmart have been out there making plays, you know, at the wide receiver spot. And Justin Forsett has come in and been a very nice surprise. That guy's got some blazing speed. So, you know, there's going to be a couple new guys, new faces that are hopefully going to get the ball this year.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, we catch up with cornerback Bryce McCain.
We just got to get everybody together and keep grow as a core. Grow as a core and work together and get better as a whole defense.
Plus, how the Texans hit the links for a good cause. Welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. This offseason, the Texans hosted their 10th annual Charity Golf Classic at River Oaks Country Club. 29 groups of four were paired with a Texans player or coach for bragging rights of the best round and to raise money for the Houston Texans Foundation. The event raised more than $350,000 for the Houston Texans YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston, and the Houston Food Bank.
It's awesome. Obviously, it's raised a lot of money. It seems like it gets a little bit bigger each year. I know the dinner we had the other night that precedes the event was probably the biggest one I'd ever been to. So just appreciate everybody's support. Looking forward to having a good time.
It's just a great event, and what it does, it brings a lot of our players and coaches out and lets them mingle with a lot of the people from the business community. And of course, it generates funds for the foundation. So it's just a fun event and gets bigger and better every year.
Well, the starters in the Texans' secondary seem to be set, with Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson manning the cornerback positions. Glover Quinn and Danielle Manning will play the safety spots. But one guy who's going to see a lot of action is fourth-year man Bryce McCain. He'll be the nickelback, and I recently had a chance to catch up with Bryce.
Your fourth year in the league. Already seemed like you've been doing this for 4 years. Doesn't seem like it to me.
Oh, I feel a little bit, but I feel great. I feel great, man. Went by so fast. Me and GQ, man, and T-Roy, man, we've been doing it 4 years, and it went by so fast. But you can feel it on your body, fourth camp, but I feel great.
This is a big camp for you. You're getting a lot of reps out there. They're looking at you as the nickel corner. More responsibility. The coaches clearly have a lot more confidence and faith in you. That's got to make you feel good.
It may feel good, but I know I got a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. Like this time of camp, man, you know what you got to do. You know what you got to improve in. So I know I got a lot of work to do, man. I'm going to come every day, try to work, get better at what I need to get better at.
This is the second season under Wade Phillips. Talk about what that means to you guys to not have to, go through that sort of get-to-know process.
Oh, it is big. It's big. But I think last year was really good because we always ready, so eager to go to learn stuff. Now we still learning out here, but people are getting more comfortable. And we still moving pretty fast right now. We just got to get everybody together and keep grow as a core.
Well, you finally get to hit somebody else this weekend, Carolina. What do you want to get out of that game?
I want to technique, improve on my technique, and make plays on the ball. That's what I want to improve on, and just get better all around game.
All right, Bryce, let's play a little first and 10. You ready for this?
Ready.
I know you guys love first and 10. All right, first down, if you could medal in any Olympic sport, what would it be?
The 100 meters.
Think you could compete?
Yeah, I could. Give me a couple months of training out there, I could.
All right. Second down, what song or artist do you listen to before every game to get fired up?
I listen to Meek Mills. A long little playlist, and I go through the whole playlist pregame. Different artists, I mix it all together. Just get everything, get me pumped up.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
All right, that's good. Third down, your favorite food?
Spaghetti. Chicken Parmesan. I eat it. I can eat it every day.
They feed you a lot of that in training camp,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
All that pasta.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
All right. Fourth down, need a big play here to come up with a first down. You ready? Uh-huh. Your favorite reality TV show?
Right now, it's Love & Hip Hop. I love the guys on there, man. The guys are hilarious.
Up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, I'll sit down with Texans running back Justin Forsett.
Have you ever tried a player in volleyball?
I have, and I've beaten her.
Come on.
She won't let that out.
She won't let that, yeah, she won't talk about that.
First and 10 was presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
And joining us now is Justin Forsett, newest member of the Texans offensive backfield. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Your skills seem to fit perfectly for this offense. Give me your take on this offense and how you see yourself fitting in.
Just the zone scheme is something I'm accustomed to. I'm running up in Seattle, had guys up there like Alex Gibbs and Greg Knapp that was here, and kind of learned a little bit, and just a one cut and go offense, being able to hide behind the offensive line and get downfield, which is something I can do.
Derek Ward was the third back in this offense the last couple of seasons, and he got some opportunities to play and excelled in this offense. So, you know, in this day and age, Justin, that's kind of the nature of the NFL. No team is going to get by with one running back all season. So both you and Ben know you got to be ready, and you're going to get reps. You're going to get opportunities.
Definitely. You just got to be prepared for when you get the opportunity. And, you know, that takes some practice. You know, make sure you're going hard in practice, getting the right reads and making the right decisions, and it'll carry over in the game.
Talk about your contribution on special teams, because I know you can return kicks as well, and that's something this team needs.
Yeah, definitely. Just being versatile, the more you can do, the better. And I've been returning kicks, punts, actually do some covering on punt and kickoff as well.
So as you look at this team, look at the talent on this offense with Schaub and Andre and Arian and the offensive line, just your take on how good this team can be.
It's amazing, man. Just the pieces, you know, to the puzzle are already set, and, you know, just got to go out and execute. I'm just honored to be a part of the team and be able to contribute, and I'm just excited to get the season started.
Well, I know Texans fans are glad to have you, and one thing fans might not know about you is that your wife actually is a member of the U.S. volleyball team, and she's not with the team because you're expecting your first child. But so which one of you is the better athlete?
She would say she was, because she was a first-team All-American in college, so she always holds that over my head.
Have you ever tried to play her in volleyball?
I have, and I've beaten her. She won't let that out.
She won't let that? Yeah, she won't talk about that. So you're going to be a father for the first time? How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. It's a blessing, man. We're happy. I know she's a little sad she didn't get an opportunity to finish competing for the Olympic team, but, you know, a baby, a first child is better than a gold medal in my book.
Well, you did something really neat for your wife. You had a one-year anniversary. You produced a video that can be seen on YouTube.
Yeah.
How did that come about, and how much fun was that for you?
It was awesome. You know, first anniversary, I just wanted to do something out of the box, and, you know, I didn't want to do this the dinner and, you know, a movie or something like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something special, and me and a couple of guys, I wrote a song, and me and a couple of guys from my old team, the Seahawks, we got together and put on a music video.
That's great. Yeah. Maybe a future career for you, right?
Who knows?
Production, absolutely, video production. Well, this year he's going to be producing for the Texans, and we appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for Texans Huddle. We'll see you next Thursday at 6 and 11. Yeah.